producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm supposed to start talking now, is that what we're telling me?
Yeah, I'd go for it.
Okay, well, no one said it's Dr. Joy Brown, so...
Yeah, we got a little distracted there, so it was going out, but you didn't hear that part.
Okay, so it is Dr. Joy Brown. So, yay, Halloween 2014. We're talking with Susan, who's talking about anger. And we're saying, look, that anger in and of itself has gotten kind of a bad rep. It's anger that's tamped down, or anger that's displaced or misplaced, that kind of lives on and gives us ulcers and makes our lives unhappy. And Susan has got three sons that she basically raised by herself. She's been divorced for 15 years. Her ex... has remarried, has kids. And Susan actually divorced him, and I said, well, all right, Susan, let's look at this, that understanding, expecting him to, you know, look, you may recall when you were a kid dating that when a guy decided to dump you, he'd say, well, you know, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Can we just be friends? And hopefully, even if you were wise enough and not too young, you'd say, thanks anyway. And it, you know, it certainly happens when they're grown-ups as well. That, but if you're going to go from romance to friendship, there needs to be a break. And it's not always the easiest thing to do, and sometimes it's not even feasible, because the romance covered up a lot of the fact of the two of you not compatible, or there were things about both of you that neither of you really liked. So I think there's a part of you that fantasizes that we can be friends. Well, I don't think he's ever going to be your friend, Cookie. Because
I don't want to be his friend.
Then why are we negotiating with him? How old is your youngest child?
So he's just turned 18. So
perfect. So. He's an adult. So when your son from California calls and says, I'm getting home in the middle of the night, who's picking me up? Say, I don't know. You arrange it. Let me know.
So that's a very good point, because I'll tell you that you just hit the crux of the matter. And part of it clearly was my fault, that I have very little boundaries with my children. So they feel that they can call at any time of day or night if they're sick, they're broke, they think they're going to fail a class, any one of the above, and I'm there for them. Anything good that happens in their life, they share with both of us. And so I think that's really the total crux
Well, then let's look at that. Which means that isn't about your husband. That's what we call your ex-husband. That's displaced anger. That's saying to your three sons that you're refusing to show your anger to, of how come when there's a problem, you call me. When there's a party, you call your dad. He wasn't ever there for you. Na-na-na-na. But that's exactly as you say. That's you deciding that I haven't set up things with my kids. And let me tell you, any of us who are divorced parents basically have gone through that. And my stance, which is a little different than yours, is that I really worked really hard at making sure that my kid had two parents. It turned out almost as messy for me as for you. But the advantage about being a psychologist, as I could understand, is when there was a problem, she came to me. And that's really all I could ask for. The good stuff is easy. And, you know, I really wanted her to be able to share it with him. And, look, in my heart, I know who raised her. I know who gave her her values. And she does, too. So the issue is not anger at your ex. The issue is anger at your kids for not being grateful enough to completely write him out of their lives, which in your sane moments, you really don't want them to do.
Totally.
They will be, all right. But that's the argument that you're feeling in your stomach between your head and your heart. Because your head knows this is a disaster. My three kids not respecting and loving their dad is a disaster. Your heart says, to hell with him. I'm the one who raised him. How come he gets invited? So
Boy,
let it go.
So, well.
Because it's your boys. But the best way to deal with that is not to begrudge your ex the three sons that you raised, the issue is to say to your kids when they call you in the middle of the night, call your dad.
They would never call their dad.
Well, then that's their problem.
They would never call their dad because their dad would either scream at them, hang up on them. He wouldn't be there.
But Susan, then give up. You can't have it both ways, my dear.
Right.
And what you're saying is, I'm willing to be the doormat. Because you're not even talking about being the responsive parent. You're talking about being the doormat as long as he doesn't get any goodies from this. And that's an unrealistic and petty, with all due respect, kind of perspective. Because in your head, not your gut, not your nasty little gut that all of us have, your head knows that those kids, those three men, will have a much better shot at being good men, good husbands, good fathers, if they have a relationship with their father, even if their father is less deserving of that you like, reminding yourself that you divorced him.
Yes.
So what you need to do is when your kid calls you in the middle of the night and says, will you pick me up at the airport, you can say no, get a cab, call your dad, or call me during daylight hours. So, and you don't have to be angry with him either. You just have to stop writing welcome on your forehead and then being really furious when someone steps on your face and saying, why are you stepping on my face? Well, the answer is not him. The answer is you wrote welcome on your forehead.
Right.
And part of it is that I think you assuage your guilt over the divorce by saying, I raised him by myself, he walked away. True and not true all at the same time, you know it as well as I do. If you hadn't divorced him, he would have been a better father. Which doesn't mean you shouldn't have divorced him, it means you can't have it both ways. You can't say he deserted the kids. He deserted the kids because you divorced him. And in your fantasy, you could have your cake and eat it too. He would still respect you. He would still be around if you needed him. He would still be a good dad. It's not how people behave. So, bottom line here, my darling, you're not really angry with him. And you're really, I mean, what you need to do is understand that it's too late to feel guilty. Guilty is one of those useless emotions that just makes us feeling good about feeling bad. You spent 15 years doing that. We don't need to spend another millisecond. You divorced him because it seemed like the right thing at the time. Whether you had to do it again, if you do the same thing, makes no difference at this moment. None. Maybe something to think about for a moment, but not more than that. The issue is your relationship today with your sons. Figure out how to make that work for you. Period. That's and all of your anger will go away.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Trick or treat. All righty. So, 800... you guys always surprise me. You amaze and surprise me. Is I'm arm wrestling you for like 20 minutes saying, no, you have to think about it differently. And look, I understand. Change is the toughest thing any of us have to do. And basically what I'm asking each of you to do, almost without exception, is to change your perspective. To move yourself from viewing yourself as victim to viewing yourself as having options and maybe making better decisions. I got to change your philosophy, and that's hard. It's hard on, it's really hard for you to do, and it's hard to do in a public situation. And I'm always incredibly touched and overwhelmed about how often you guys are willing to let me do that. But what never ceases to amaze me is not your good manners, because it's not that I take it for granted. I'm just grateful for it, you guys have taught me that you're polite. But I'm arm wrestling you, and I'm saying, no, look, understand, you got to change it. You can't be the victim anymore. I know it feels good at this moment, but it's not going to get you in a place. You don't want to do this. And I'm arm wrestling you, and I'm not going to be able to convince them. And then you do. And it's that kind of moment, and it's just everything's okay. And I'm always caught a little, it's kind of like when you're pushing against something and all the resistance goes away and you sort of fall, you lose your balance. You guys are great. You really are. All right, we come back to about Halloween. I'll tell you about chocolate. I'll tell you about the history of Halloween. And I'll tell you about what some of you are going to be wearing for Halloween, all right? And how this holiday has kind of morphed from kind of a minor... the night before All Saints Day, which is tomorrow. Don't forget to turn your clock. Spring forward, fall back, get an extra hour of sleep. And I will tell you all of that, all right? And you can certainly call me about whatever you have in mind, because we have about 35, 40 minutes of this hour. And we have a very special treat coming up. It's my Halloween treat to you guys, assuming that there are no tricks that go on in the next hour plus, about special kinds of ghosts. All right? And before you say, she's a scientist, how can she believe that? Trust me, you'll be okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week, helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're also talking about your Halloween costume. All right, so here's the deal. First of all, Halloween apparently is older than most people think it is. Originally, it had to do with mumming or guising. And what you would do is you'd go dancing from door to door, and then people would give you treats, probably like the dancing fall equivalent of Christmas caroling, right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. Men paraded door to door. Boys often followed, begging for coins. Most of the trick-or-treaters were poor and needed the money, but wealthy kids also joined in the fun. Why not? Begging was mostly stopped in the 30s, but reemerged later in the century to distract kids from pulling Halloween pranks. Pranks being sometimes getting out of hand. This is one of the things I didn't know, that Halloween is more Irish than St. Patrick's Day. It comes originally from a Celtic festival for the dead called Samhain. They believe the ghosts of the dead roam the earth on this holiday. Well, and that's also true of Mexico, South America. People would dress in costumes and leave treats on their front doors to appease the roaming spirits. The Celts were not solely based in Ireland, and this was around the 1st century B.C., but they were the ones who invented the jack-o'-lantern. Halloween prototype was eventually disrupted and adapted by Christian missionaries into celebrations closer to what we celebrate today, including the not Irish St. Patrick, whose work was later mostly recognized by Americans. St. Patrick's Day was basically invented in America by Irish Americans, a classic professor in Iowa says. The holiday was a minor religious holiday until the 1970s in Ireland. I can remember when I first started in broadcasting, and we were doing a remote in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, and essentially nothing was going on there.
They said pretty much in Ireland it's mostly tourists that go there to celebrate. In Ireland,
yeah.
it's an American Irish holiday of drinking.
St. Patrick wasn't Irish. His color was blue, not green, and he basically didn't banish snakes. It's just a metaphor for his triumph over Irish paganism.
So
the type of paganism that invented Halloween. Yeah, completely off. If you'd been around for the earliest Halloween, you might have worn animal skins and heads. Roman records, tribes located in Germany and France wore costumes of animal heads and skins to connect with the spirits of the dead. The tradition continued into modern-day celebrations of Samhain, which we were talking about before, the Celtic holiday that inspired Halloween in America. Merrymakers dressed as evil spirits by blackening their faces. The leaders of the parade wore a white sheet, sound familiar, carried a wooden horse head or decorated horse skull, a modern Welsh version of the costume, and young people celebrated by cross-dressing. Sounding familiar? Jack-o'-lanterns were once made out of turnips, beets and potatoes, not pumpkins. I mean, I think a potato is a lot easier to carve than a pumpkin, as is a turnip. Turnips are kind of that weird color, so that'd be even probably better. Jack-o'-lantern comes from an old Irish tale about a man named Stingy Jack. He was getting sloshed with the devil when he convinced his drinking partner to turn himself into a coin to pay for the drinks without spending money. Jack then put the devil, shaped like a coin, into his pocket, which contained a silver cross that kept the devil from transforming back. Da-dum! Jack promised to free the devil as long as the devil wouldn't bother him for a year, and if he died, the devil could never claim his soul. Jack tricked the devil again later, getting him to pick up a piece of fruit out of a tree and then carving a cross into the bark when the devil was in the branches. 10 years of devil-free living. So that's where the jack-o'-lantern comes from.
I had never heard that before.
Yeah, pretty cool. Halloween used to be a great day to find your soulmate. It turns out you play a game and it'll predict who you'd marry. So it was like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but you're dressed up in dead animals and carrying around horse skulls.
Well, you have to find somebody who's likes dead animals and horse skulls. Like, young people could mingle with the opposite sex, because as opposed to having, you know, a chaperone around. Considered a good day to scope out your sweetheart.
And they're all cross-dressing, just to add a little more confusion.
Exactly.
That old story.
Exactly. That's my statement. In America, men dress like women and women dress like hookers, which says a lot about us. In a few American towns, Halloween was originally referred to as Cabbage Night. Scottish fortune-telling, where girls use cabbage stumps to predict information about their future husbands. You see how this all relates? In Framingham, Massachusetts, teens skipped the fortune-telling and simply went around throwing cabbages at their neighbor's house. Charming. In late 19th century America, country boys reportedly rejoiced in throwing cabbages, corn, and certain rotten vegetables. That's the trick, I guess.
So that's been going on for a while, then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, early 19th century. All right. Some animal shelters won't allow the adoption of black cats around Halloween for fear they'll be sacrificed. Ew!
That I have heard before. Actually, my family, when I was growing up, had a black cat that I think she's about 15 now, but it used to actually scare little kids if they'd come up to the door during Halloween. It was pretty fun to watch.
They're saying studies have shown Halloween makes kids act more evil. I'd believe that.
Oh, it's almost encouraged.
Yeah, Devil Night, right?
Yep.
Costume wearing kids into groups and introducing a clear object of desire such as candy has been shown to lead to de-individualization, which is kind of mob behavior. All right, so that's the history, which means it's not quite, and somehow it's become this kind of drink fest. And I was in San Francisco, which supposedly, San Francisco takes credit for inventing Irish coffee at the, what's the name, it just went in and out of my head, I'm trying to remember the name of the bar. It'll come to me in a minute. And supposedly that's where, and San Francisco has huge history, as does New York now, of a parade where everybody is just sloshed out of their skull. But it's become, Halloween has become the second drinking holiday after St. Patrick's Day, and you can see the relationship. It's become one of the second, I think it's the second expenditure of candy after Valentine's Day, that somehow the average amount of money spent on costumes, because it's become an adult holiday, is somewhere around $800, which I cannot imagine.
I can't wrap my head around that. How do you spend $800?
Well, I was at a costume party last Saturday night, and I would believe people spent serious coin on serious, serious costumes. And people have more than one costume. All right, so here's my story. You know, because we posted it on Facebook, that I have a very cool hat that I wore to the party. And so I was supposed to have breakfast with a friend today at a local really nice restaurant. And she was early. So I... Because I was tempted to wear my hat. So I just said, come on up to my apartment and you can wait up here. And so I showed her the hat. She said, you have to wear that to breakfast. And, I'm susceptible to these kind of things. I said, well, I will if you'll wear a mask. We found her a mask and I wore my hat. And let me tell you, if you wear a fantastic hat into a restaurant on Halloween, everybody gives you trick-or-treat candy. So,
really?
Da-dum-dum. Because I was trying to decide whether it's a moral dilemma. In my building, they have a list of where you can go to trick-or-treat. And I assume it's for kids. So I was trying to figure out if I could someone maybe just adopt a kid for the evening and go trick-or-treating with them. But, you know, basically, if you wear the hat. So I've had a lot of chocolate today. 855-99-DR-JOY. Good time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, the name of the bar in San Francisco is the Buena Vista, down in the marina. Supposedly invented Irish coffee for St. Patrick, or I guess it wasn't for St. Patrick's Day. But I can remember my first parade. Actually, I'd been to the parade for Halloween in San Francisco. And then I moved here, and the parade was near my house. So I went, and I remember the first year, there was this, like, 6'3", blonde, blue-eyed, fairy princess with a tiara and magic wand and wings and this tulle skirt with little white Christmas lights in it and a huge black mustache. And I thought, you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. It's amazing. So now, the problem is that the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Veterans Day Parade, not as much, but still a little bit, and the Halloween Parade have all gotten to be excuses to get really snockered I mean, people are seriously, seriously drunk. And I think last year they finally cracked down on the St. Patrick's Day one and said you can't have any liquor that's shown, which didn't mean that people weren't three sheets to the wind before they came, but it, you know, and which means people get violent, they throw up. It's just I don't know. We're a nation that takes our drinking very seriously. All right, so we put it up last week in preparation for today about what people are going to. Now, do you go trick or treating, Aaron?
I do not. No.
No, and so no costume this year?
Nope, no costume this year.
Have you ever done costumes since you were a little kid?
I have. I did one year a couple years ago. My girlfriend at the time had a Halloween party, so I went to that.
What did you go as?
For that particular one, I'm trying to remember now. I'm completely blanking. She was a prom date that got murdered, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
It was actually fairly creative.
Like Carrie or something?
Yeah, kind of. It trashed the bathroom. She's covered in fake blood.
Great.
So.
Yeah, there is something about the holidays. One of the Halloweens, obviously I spent a couple years in San Francisco, and one of the year was, remember where they did the baboon transplant to the baby? I think her name was Lucy?
That sounds right.
I think it was.
I believe so.
And so a couple of people that year came as baby Lucy, so they came in gorilla costumes in diapers with and little like rattles and baby things saying that they were baby Lucy. Which I thought was kind of both creative and horrifying all at the same time. There's some guy who came as a hot air balloonist, and he went and got a huge balloon and got it inflated with helium and then just made a basket around his legs. I mean, that was the thing about the party last Saturday night, is people came up with serious ideas. I mean, there are a lot of people who take it very seriously.
And people get really creative with them, too.
I mean,
that's one of the things. I can't come up with some of the ideas that these people can come up with year after year.
Yeah, I came up with this really cool witch's hat and a cape and boots and a short skirt. I mean, it was really fun and got huge amount of, wow, that's a great costume, and, you know, just dumped some jewelry on it. But people came up with serious stuff. There are a number of Roman gladiators. There are a couple of guys like dressed. Remember the dress? You probably don't. The dress, I think it was Nicole Kidman wore one year at the Oscars. There was a very large man in that dress. And I don't know where, I mean, obviously it wasn't that dress, but it was a knockoff of it. And it was this beautiful ball gown with the embroidered back. And he had to be like 6'3", and massive shoulders, and looked gorgeous. I mean, it was thought, oh, no, you hate it when you're, you know, when your date looks better than you do. So anyway, all right, so let's hear what people are going to be for Halloween this year.
All right, so first up, it starts off a little bit slow. First response we have is, no, I'm not creative, and I really don't want to be home to give out candy. This past weekend, I'm sure many adults went to costume parties.
Well, that's helpful. All right, bah humbug, go ahead.
And then the next one's staying in, probably. So,
right, those are what people... We didn't ask what people are going to be wearing.
The question was, what are you planning to dress up for Halloween this year? And the top two were, no, I'm not.
Bah humbug. Yep. Okay, got it.
All right, after that, I did get a little Halloween shirt for my cat. I couldn't resist buying it. And if you go onto the Facebook page, they actually posted a picture of it. It's a black shirt with some kind of orange trim, and then it says boo many times over. And I'm impressed that people are getting clothing onto their cat, first of all.
Yeah, me too, without getting scratched.
Yeah,
maybe that's
how
they get the
cats.
Fake blood.
You would get absolutely mauled, but this cat looks pretty content with.
I sent my daughter to for the grand puppies costumes, but I always feel a little guilty about it. I can remember trying to dress my baby brother in costumes and getting mauled then, too. The best costume I think I ever did for my kid was in Boston. It's cold. And I think masks and kids don't work very well together. And so I got a huge big garbage bag, a clear garbage bag, and blew up a bunch of balloons and cut out armholes and leg holes and tied it around her neck. And she went as a bag of M&M peanuts. And that worked really well because she could wear her coat underneath it. And that was really fun and easy. So
yeah, that's the trick too in the northern, you know, farther northern states is how can you come up with a costume that you're not going to freeze to death in?
Yeah, or trip. I will tell you my one of the reasons that I'm probably so cranky about Halloween is I grew up mostly in Denver, and it invariably snows on. I'm sure I haven't even looked at the forecast. I'm sure it's going to snow in Denver because it always does. And I had to take younger brothers and sisters, and they thought it was really fun for about the first two houses, and they someone carry me. And so you have, and we used to do the big, you know, shopping bags. And so when we would get home, and I was end up carrying at least two or three brothers and sisters, my parents would make us dump all the candy on the kitchen table. And then we were each allowed to take one piece for then, one piece for we could have for breakfast. God bless my mom. And one piece we could take to school in our lunch. And the rest we had to put in some other kind of bag, and we had to take it. It's not only that it was taken away from us. We had to take it to the local orphanage. And I was about 15 when I finally figured out it's important to have parents for Christmas and maybe for Thanksgiving and maybe for Easter. But Halloween, you don't need parents. You can go trick-or-treating. You know, you can go to other people's house. And so I grew up hating orphans. If someone said they were an orphan, I would, you know, snarl at them because I had to give my Halloween candy away. So, I know, not does not say the best of me, but, and it was always cold. I mean, my parents had the point that they had all these kids and they really didn't need the cavities, and there was probably even the notion that all of us were going to be wired on sugar, but we had to give our Halloween candy away. So I now, you know, I used to be where I worked, I made a deal with one of the producers who had kids who felt the same about my parents is that, you know, we don't need all that stuff. And I think she has a daughter whose birthday is like the 30th or something. And so I made a deal that they would bring all their leftover chocolate. I made specific. I didn't say candy. I said chocolate. So I would get all the leftover birthday cake and chocolate. So that worked really well for an awfully long time. Lamentably, she went on to another job. So I now, you know, everybody can send me their chocolate. I did that, you know, I did that one year. I said, all right, for my birthday, everybody can send me chocolate. And I got something like 100 different chocolate. I think it wasn't that bad. I think it was, what I did was that the new Hershey store had opened in Times Square. And I went in there and realized that the chocolate bar there cost double what it cost across the street. And I said something on the air of how can you do that? And Hershey's actually called me, a representative from Hershey's, which is in Pennsylvania, called and said, we can't undercut our suppliers. So, they were very nice about it, which I thought was pretty impressive. And my listeners call up and just lambasted me for eating Hershey's chocolate. They said, you know, life is short. There's better chocolate. So it started this whole thing of everybody sent me what they thought was the world's best chocolate. And I had at one point within about less than a month, like 100 boxes of chocolate.
Your plan
I'm never going to do that.
Perfectly.
Pardon?
Your plan was executed perfectly.
Well, I'm never going to do it again. I mean, it was... Because it's probably the only time in my life I've ever used any restraint. Because after about the 30th box, you think, I'm going to throw up. You know, this is not a good idea anymore. But it was a plan that, it was actually not a plan, but actually should have been. Couldn't have worked better, except you could get really sick from eating all that chocolate. But I did find some of the world's best chocolate.
What was your favorite?
Do you know, there's actually some place in Brooklyn that makes really good chocolate, to the extent that I really put it in my address book as the world's best chocolate. They also invite me, there's a chocolate festival in New York, and it's the only time I think I've ever really overdosed on chocolate. I finally, as I get older, think, why don't we not do this? And they also have chocolate liqueur, so it's you know, it's a disaster. I, you know, really am trying to learn that maybe a little bit. And people have really taught me, if you're going to eat chocolate, get the best chocolate you can get and have, you know, one bite of it rather than 15 bites of mediocre chocolate. So let that be a lesson to you folks out there. And we'll try not to go trick-or-treating before the program in the future. 855-99-DR-JOY. We've got a special treat coming up in a little less than about 45 minutes as a special Halloween treat for all of you. But I've got 5 or 10 minutes here and then a little bit of time in the next hour to take your phone calls. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, Pro ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
My problem really is this, and it's just really a question for you. I just don't get the pawn stuff. You know, I mean, I have an incredibly wonderful sex life, and, you know, I'm not even talking about the marriage part, I'm talking about the sex part, but, you know, and a couple of months ago, and we'd actually watch it together, and I have no problem with it, I'm not, you know, a prude when it comes to it, but then, you know, I noticed that all of a sudden he started watching it, online and stuff, and it's really upsetting to me.
Okay.
You know, and he said he wouldn't do it, you know, he understood that it was inappropriate, and And he, you know, he actually said it wasn't bad sex. It, you know, it was just curiosity or whatever.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you a couple things. How long have you been married?
9 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 50.
How old is he?
63.
Has he ever had any problem with impotence?
No, nothing at all, no.
Good. Okay. How often do the two of you have sex?
I'd say at least 4 times a week.
Wow.
Or whenever he wants it, you know. I have no problem with it, you know. I'm always game.
Good for you, and good for your marriage.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you, let me do two things for you. Let me give you from the man's point of view about porn, because I don't know very many women who think porn is a great idea. Some are willing to watch it with their man, but, you know, I think we've just been socialized so differently. And for us, sex is always about, or almost always, about emotions and connection and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And for guys, they really can make a distinction that I think is very difficult for most women. To make the distinction between,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even talking about love and lust, I'm just talking about emotion and organ pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And for us,
actually said that, it just sounds naive for me to say, but he actually said that he didn't do it to get a hard on or, I'm sorry to say that.
That's okay.
To arouse himself or.
Well, why does he do it then?
It didn't turn him on. It just something that he felt. He actually felt he was a little bit out of control with it.
Okay,
that's
a slightly different.
Still unlike him.
That's a different thing. All right, let's look at three different things. All right, number one, I think he's not being completely honest with you or with himself. Number one. Number two, there's a terrific movie that I think comes out next week, either next week or the following week, called Don John.
Yeah, that's
about
what made
pornography.
Me call you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's for me as a woman, it was the most helpful information that's presented. It's not a documentary. It's got Hollywood stars in, including Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. About why men look at porn. And bottom line is, it's just easy. They don't have to talk to you. They don't have to worry about your pleasure. They don't have to do anything except focus on themselves. That's it. And, I mean, there's to a certain extent, I think if we think about men and porn in the same way we think about romance novels, that it becomes very similar. In a romance novel, you don't have to make him breakfast, you don't have to make the bed, you don't have to smell his breath. You can just get off on the fantasy of he's treating you like a princess, or that he wants to ravish you, but he's respectful. I mean, all the kind of nutty sort of fantasies that women indulge in as opposed to that men indulge in. All right, so number one, go see Don John, maybe together, because I think it was just hugely eye-opening and funny and interesting for me as a woman. Plus, it's a good movie. Number two, and there is some pornography in it. Number two, I think your husband is not being completely honest with you. But number three, I think he is telling you something that's troubling to him. Tell me a little. Is he retired? I'll tell you what. Let me ask you.
No, he has a very, very busy job. Very.
Okay.
Job.
Is it a stressful job?
Yeah, probably. Yes.
Do you know how often he watches porn, or under what circumstances?
Well, the funny part is, it was really the most strangest thing. I mean, he had one of those iPads.
Yeah.
In bed, and I must have been sleeping and woke up, and he must have fell asleep, and I saw it on the iPad. I'm like, what the, you know, and I woke him up. I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I'm right here, you know. I just didn't get it.
But that was
the first time.
How long ago was that?
That was about, I'd say about 6 months. The second time was a very inappropriate time, and I was like, you know, I was on the next couch, and there was somebody else on the couch, and that probably couldn't see the screen. But even to take a chance like that, in just such an inappropriate time, that's why I'm saying it wasn't like an arousal. It couldn't have been, because he wouldn't have been doing it with that person. You know, he was just probably just passing the time. Well, that's what he said, passing the time. I mean, this is a guy who's an avid reader and reads every paper in the world and every book in the world. And I mean, he's got a lot of, you know, it's like.
Have you asked him if he's willing to try to do something? First of all, I think he's not being. I don't think he's intentionally lying to you. I think he's not being honest with himself.
I think. Well, he admitted he after that inappropriate time with somebody sitting there, I was devastated, and you know, he was scared because I was really beyond upset, and I, you know, and he said, oh, it's, you know, I don't know why, it's stupid, it's, you know, I think I have a problem.
All right, well, is he willing to go talk with somebody about it? Well, is he willing to go talk with somebody about it? Because I don't think it has ended.
He would, but I think I let it go, and he said that was the end of it. And just
right.
Recently, the
problem is it's not the end of it for you. Do you have any indication that he's resumed the behavior?
But not, I don't think, in the same way, but I've seen some things.
All right. There are a number of ways of looking at this. Number one, is it troublesome for him? And obviously, it's not that troublesome or he'd stop. All right? So the issue is, how troublesome is it for you? And if he's willing, I mean, there, one way of looking at it is saying, look, it doesn't really impact our life. It's just one of the imponderables, and as long as he doesn't do it in front of me or inappropriately, I don't care. And that's, I mean, I think that's a viable position. On the other hand, if you care, then I think we do something about it. Because, he's doing it for a limited number of reasons. To say it's not for arousal is ridiculous. He may not be masturbating, but it is for, I mean, because why would you look at porn? There's no plot there.
I mean,
it's ridiculous. To say he's not looking at it for arousal is a lie. It's just a lie. And it's a stupid lie. So either he's saying, I'm doing it because I can't sleep at night, or I'm angry with Denise, or, you know, I'm 63 years old and I want to make sure, I figure if I don't use it, I'll lose it. And I don't feel like we can have sex more than four times a week. There's something underlying this that has to do with his sense of the world, and whether he's using it as a stress reliever, or he's mad at you, or he's trying to be boyish and see what he can get away with, or he's worried about his failing potency. I mean, something is going on here. The point is, we need to differentiate whether what's bothering him and what's bothering you. If it's bothering him, he needs to do something about it, and you don't need to be his mom about it. If it's bothering you, then you need to tell him, it's bothering me. Go do something about it. You know, it's impacting my sex life.
Very bad to me.
Well, then tell him. Say, look, I talked to Brown about it. Let him listen to the podcast and figure out what it is that you at least need an explanation. Him saying, well, I'm not doing it for stimulation is crap. It's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.